possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I want to read to you a bit of this article that I have from Variety. It actually comes from The Guardian, though. It says, Willem Dafoe, who also played Jesus, by the way, in one of the worst depictions of Jesus possible.
What was that?
The Last Temptation of Christ.
Huh. I didn't realize he played Jesus ever.
That was...
He's a great actor.
One of his first big roles was playing Jesus.
But this didn't work.
What's that?
His performance here didn't work.
Not the performance. His performance is great. He's a good actor. That movie was basically what would have happened if Jesus decided to get off of the cross and live a life. And you're like, well, I guess artistically that's interesting, but they took so many liberties that you're like, this isn't anything like Jesus, you know? So it's just taking a story that people are familiar with and completely altering it. So if you look at it religiously, you're like, well, this is blasphemous. If you look at it just artistically, you're like, well, I guess you did something different with a very well-known story. That's the best I could say. But, you know, it was just whatever. It was very controversial at the time. It was like the 80s. So very, very controversial movie. So Willem Dafoe recently told The Guardian that more difficult movies, speaking of, more challenging movies, usually fail to perform well on streaming platforms because most subscribers just want to go home and watch something stupid. Agree or disagree?
Well, I don't know about more difficult, but just the subject matter being more difficult. I don't know about that. Where would like an Oppenheimer fall in that? Because that was a box office hit, and that was hours and hours of very serious content.
Well, you're hitting on something there, though. That was a box office hit. That wasn't a streaming hit.
Oh.
And that's what he's saying.
Got it. I'm sorry. I missed the streaming part. I thought we were just talking about popularity
of movies.
No, he's
talking about streaming platforms. He says there's a problem, and he says that's a problem for him because his movies are often more dense and challenging.
Yeah, I just watched The Lighthouse. Have you seen that?
Is that him? No, I have not seen
it
that.
It was challenging.
Was it?
It was...
That's kind of where I went with this.
I think he's a great actor. I think he takes roles that are so far off the mainstream that they're just excited to be movies. You know, they're like the kind of films that are like really proud of themselves for being films.
Yes.
So they do all the weird stuff. Like there's a reason some stuff is mainstream. There's a reason that special effects work. There's a reason that good dialogue works. There's a reason you need dialogue. There's certain things that I think he's very an artsy actor. I think
I think you're nailing it. I mean, those movies, a lot of his movies that are not mainstream, because he's in some that are. But that's the thing with actors of his caliber, well-known names who continue to be well-known names, because some people peak and then they fall. Dafoe's been an actor for a long, long time. Well, the way he's done that is by being in one movie every year or two that's pretty mainstream. And if it does well, great. If it doesn't, oh well. But he supplements all of his time by doing indies or smaller movies. And that's the way a lot of actors do. I mean, James Franco was trying to do this for a while.
Yes.
He just wasn't quite as good at doing the indies as Willem Dafoe is. So they mentioned movies like The Northman, which I've never seen, Inside, which I have seen, and Poor Things, to name a few. Inside, just among those three, is a movie about a guy, just like you said, sometimes a movie needs dialogue because you need to tell people what's going on.
Yeah, you need a story to build a world.
You need to either create a relationship between people or just have exposition when somebody walks up and goes, hey, sis, you go, oh, they're related.
Yeah.
You know, like that's exposition.
They don't have to talk much more once you put that piece of information out there. But
and exposition can be stupid if you do it very poorly. Like if somebody walks up and goes, you know what, my friend, when our dad was younger, and you go, that was a way of telling when you that I these people were
since
brothers.
I've always been 2 years older than you.
Like, yeah, so you're like, all right.
A little too on the nose there.
So I get why actors are like, oh, I don't want to deal with that.
But there's a sweet spot in between that makes things successful.
Yeah, you got to push things along, and you got to realize that if people aren't glued, this is kind of his point, if people aren't glued to the screen, you got to grab them every now and then and remind them what's going on and keep pushing it on. And a lot of streaming is like that. So I do understand what he's saying. But Inside, for instance, was a movie about a guy, Willem Dafoe, who gets trapped in an apartment. And it's got all these themes of like, oh, everybody's so connected, but we're really so distant. Mm-hmm. And like, I can see all these beautiful things, but I can't experience them. Like, okay, I get your themes, but they're obvious. They weren't that deep. And the movie was just okay because it was kind of boring. It was him trying to escape a, not self-aware, but like a very modern apartment with everything you might need. But he couldn't quite communicate with the outside world in it. And he gets trapped in it. So he ends up, I don't want to get up like the whole story away. Mm-hmm. But he ends up.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.